Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing excellent, Taylor. How are you?
I mean, I guess I'm excellent also. When someone throws a word like excellent out, you got to match that energy.
Thank you. You know what? And by the way, I just want to tell you, I've been like this for essentially the last year and a half.
You've been excellent?
I really have. No, you know what? I really have been. I've been
annoyingly optimistic.
No, and she's not lying. Diane is not lying. I have been the most optimistic person through all of this. How about you?
I mean, no. Were you the guy that every week was just like, another 2 weeks, guys, and we're out of the woods?
No,
we'll be fine.
At first, I think I was. At first, I thought, like everybody else, well, this will go on for, a month, and then we'll be good to go. But you know what I found? And I don't know why, because I generally do a ton of things. And obviously, for a long period, there was nothing. Time flew by so quickly for me.
Wow. I don't know if anybody's told you this yet. You might be the worst. You might be the actual worst. I thought I've met the worst before. I haven't. It's you.
So at any point, at no point did you kind of, and I don't even want to say settle into a routine, because there was nothing routine about it. And yeah, it sucked. And maybe it was because, we never left the radio station where, a lot of people did, and they were, broadcasting from home and stuff like that. So at least schedule-wise, everything kind of stayed the same. Now, I couldn't do anything else with the rest of my life. But other than that, it just kind of flew by.
Yeah, sitting on a couch and streaming shows.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. There was some normalcy for you, that you were still going into the office.
Exactly.
Quote unquote. And for me, my life was completely different. I could not go into my office, just traveling on the road every week. And you know what? I always had this romantic idea of what it would be like if I had all this time. I'm like, maybe I'd be happier if I wasn't a comedian. Maybe I'd be happier if I went to bed at the same time every night and got the same time every morning, and I just worked from home, and I would write children's books, and none of that happened. And I just missed this toxic career the whole year. And now I'm way more grateful for the road, for sure.
So were you excited? And listen, I know, and we'll get into part of it. And I know that you were doing drive-in shows and some socially distant shows. And I do give your field of, we have friends that are comedians. And so, I give your field credit for trying to find a way, especially when it seemed like, and it became the realization, we're going to be shut down for a while. And by the way, some comedy clubs aren't even going to survive getting through this, which was horrible. So you were able to kind of pick those up, but to be able to sit down and go, okay, I'm going to put together an actual tour, and we're going to book rooms, and we're going to have, we're going full bore like we used to. I feel like that had to be a great moment, though.
I think it was tough. I mean, September and October and November, I did a smattering of outdoor shows. But it wasn't like it was at all. I mean, it was not every week. You were rusty. And then everything shut down again. And the last few months have been great, because now we're back in clubs and things are now getting back to almost full capacity. Because even when I started doing clubs again, I was doing 50 to 100 people a show. So everybody was super spread out. I mean, I think honestly, when we went into lockdown, a lot of people who had been I'm a comedian, I'm a purist, I'm not gonna be some social media person, were like, oh, okay, I'll do sketches. I'll get on TikTok. I'll sell out. Is that what we have to do? Okay.
But
everybody was going live.
But not, and listen, not that I would classify you as the purist and wouldn't do that, but you started doing more online initially.
Oh my gosh, so much. I mean, I think I was just so worried about falling behind. And obviously my Netflix special had just come out the week before lockdown. And I was I have to be working. I have to keep this going. and also just stay busy so you wouldn't go crazy. And I was quarantined with Sam Morrell, who is also a workhorse and such a funny comic. And so he and I just started like doing sketches and a podcast and like being more active on Instagram and whatnot. And like, I really do think it was helpful in coping with all of it, because if we had just been sitting around doing nothing, we would have gone absolutely crazy. So I do think that I've learned a lot about social media, because I just had time to do so.
Hey, but Taylor, let me ask you this, because we talked to you. I went back and looked, and we talked to you right after the Netflix special had come out, and things were locked down, and you and Sam were doing like the movie reviews with each other, and then it was the quarantine couple and stuff, where it was like he was happened to be staying with you, and you guys were like new to dating, and it was like, all right, well, I guess we're gonna quarantine together and we'll do stuff. At that point, did you have any idea that'd be like, oh crap, this is really gonna go on for a while?
No, not at all. We were like, oh man, okay, this is gonna be like a month. And you know what? Maybe that'll be nice for us to have a break. We were so burnt out from touring, and he had just released a special too, and you know, we were long distance and we've been dating about 5 months, and like we didn't see each other that much. So for the first couple months, 2 or 3 months, we actually kind of had a blast in between being terrified and doom scrolling Twitter. We were like, hey, this is fun. We get to hang out and watch movies and stuff and get enough sleep every night. But yeah, we had no idea it was going to last that long. And, you know, I think now we talk about it and I can't believe he was not home for 5 months. I mean, it was crazy.
That's nuts. Hey, can I ask you this from a, so like I said, the Netflix special had come out, it was getting rave reviews. And I know like you were booked to come to DC, and then those dates got pushed back, and then they kind of just fell off. But is there any insecurity as time goes by of like, oh my God, like I was surfing so well on that wave? And listen, the rest of us go, it's Taylor Tomlinson, she's going to be fine. Once this thing is over and she gets back out there, everybody's going to rush back out. But inside, is there an insecurity that goes along with that? And part of it being, like you said, you live on the road. That's all you, I don't mean that's all you do, but that is your life, is every weekend you're on the road.
Oh yeah, no, that's all I do. That's where all of my worth as a human being comes from, is me working constantly. So it was definitely a tough year of like, okay, what are we going to attach our ego to that isn't touring all the time? And yeah, I was totally afraid. I mean, I was truly like, okay, well, I guess I missed my window. And I, you know, I'm anxious. I imagined every possible worst case scenario except for a global pandemic. So it's my fault this happened on some level, probably. I knew I was right to be anxious and afraid of everything to prevent them from happening. But, you know, my agents were like, hey, it is a great time to have a special out. And I'm like, okay, well, I would have hoped that it would have done well without a global emergency, but sure. Yeah. Let's think about it that way.
But you know what? That is true. While people were home, I mean, it was, everybody was watching or getting caught up or learning stand up. I mean, obviously there was the Tiger King, but like that was, it was a good time. And especially to have a new one. Now, granted, there were some old ones that people went and discovered, but there was so much, I don't know if hype is the right word, because that's unfair to say. There was so much praise, is probably the better word, around your special, that even if there were some people that weren't familiar, but had just heard people talking about it, that is a silver lining, I guess.
Definitely. I mean, look, I know that it helped. It must have helped. And if it had come out later in the pandemic, maybe people would have been more burnt out on stand-up. I don't know. There's no way to know what would have happened in another scenario, but I'm so grateful that it got the praise it got, and that it did as well as it did. And I have always wanted to be in theaters and headline clubs, and it's literally all I've ever wanted. It's a total dream come true. I mean, almost to the point where I don't know what to hope for anymore, and I'm a little sad.
But now, Taylor, let me ask you this. As things start to open up and comics are able to get back out and tour and play clubs and play theaters and really get stuff going, it's been a year and a half since specials have been filmed. Is it a feeding frenzy on you guys right now?
As far as people buying tickets?
Well, I know people are buying tickets. I know that you had to add a second show, which is great. But I just meant in terms of, like, is it a feeding frenzy for specials to get done again?
Oh, you know, to be honest, I keep my eyes on my own paper, so I don't know what everybody else is doing necessarily. I know when I'm, you know, doing mine, and I know what my timeline is and what I'm working on. And I would assume that there's a lot of people who were sitting on material that now they're back to honing and want to get taped. So I would assume that there's probably going to be a lot of special tapings that people can go to come like fall and winter and spring, which is very exciting. And yeah, I think people are like so ready to go out and experience their lives and live entertainment.
Is it and so that gets me back to, you'll be here on November 13th at Capital One Hall out in Tysons, the Deal With It tour. Was it I don't want to say satisfying, but exciting to go in and go, oh my God, we're gonna add a second show. Here we go. The first show was gone like that. So to be able to go in and add a second show it just shows you not just how hungry people are for comedy, but for your comedy.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was so cool. It's such a, gosh. I mean, I'm trying to be funny and I just sound grateful. Oh, so boring. Everyone's on their commute like, oh, dude, cool. This is a dream come true and you're so blessed. Like, not to be all like basic white girl about it. I'm so hashtag blessed to be here. But I really do feel that way. I mean, I was so terrified that we were gonna announce tour dates and everyone's gonna be like, I mean, we can watch it on Netflix. Like, we get it, it's fine. And so the fact that we're already adding shows like only a week or two after we've announced is really cool and such a relief, because I'm, as I said, I get all of my self-worth from my career, and I want to prove my, you know, manager and agents correct about me. You know, they've been telling people for years, like, Taylor's going to be great and she's going to do all these things with her career. And I'm like, hey guys, don't build me up too much, because who knows? So to be like adding theater shows is really nice, because they're like, see, we told you. And I'm like, totally told me, and I hope I don't mess it up.
Hey, one last thing, and then I know you got to jump. You know what I was, what I listened to was when you did Mike Birbiglia, who I love, did Mike Birbiglia's podcast, and you guys did a thing at the end where, like, you build jokes. I don't know how close to real life that is, but oh my God, was that a fascinating look into what your life is like and what it's like trying to build a joke out of something like when your mom used to lock you in the garage because you were crying, and to try to find a way to turn that into a joke was fascinating.
Yeah, I think that's really close to how it is between comedians. I mean, I don't call Mike Birbiglia every week and do it with him because he's much more successful and talented than I am. But yeah, I think that is absolutely how comedians build material. And like me and Dustin Nickerson, who's a good friend and a really funny comic and on the road with me most weekends, that's how we write usually, is we go, I was thinking about this, or I want to write a joke about this story or that story, and maybe it's this or that. Like that's how we write, and it's so fun.
It was fascinating. Anyway, listen, I know you got to jump. Taylor Tomlinson will be at Capital One Hall in Tysons. Second show has been added Saturday, November 13th. Presale starts tomorrow through Ticketmaster.com. Taylor, I'm so excited you're coming back to D.C.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Taylor.